News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Scientists say they've found a new cause behind much of the damage that is put down to asthma. Professor Luke Clancy is a respiratory expert. He's also Director General of Tobacco Free Research Institute Ireland. Good morning to you, Luke. What have they found and why is it relevant to people like me?
Well, the problem with asthma is that we can relieve it and in that way maybe prevent much of the damage that it causes. But this process of inflammation and, you know, the basis therefore of things like allergies and pollen triggering effects, these are good, and the remedies we have are underused. And I think that that's important. But what they're saying here is that, as well as that, there are activities going on in the lining of the lung, which result in the physical damage to the cells, the epithelial cells that are lining. What happens in asthma is that your tubes narrow because of constriction. And we know that that inflammation is the main cause of that. But they're saying, well as that, these cells, which are just a surface layer, which aren't inflammatory cells, are ruined or destroyed. They say squeezed. So you can think about it, if you constrict the tube, that these very delicate cells lining the lung, these get damaged, and that opens up the airways then to further inflammation and allergies. And they're saying that's a separate mechanism from the ones we now know, which are about allergy and so on. And that
we take the meds right now for inflammation. So I took my inhaler this morning before I came to work. Is there something else we could potentially be taking?
Potentially is the word. What they're saying is that in mice, so this hasn't happened in humans yet, in mice there is a substance that would prevent this destruction of these other cells, which is just a physical destruction at present. And I mean, it's raising hope, but honestly you would have to say that at now, since this is in mice, the drugs we have work well if, like you, they're taken. And the reason that a lot of people have trouble with asthma is that when they're well, they forget about their drugs. You know, as you know, you probably have a preventer and a reliever. And the reliever is relieving the constriction. And they're saying, well, when that happens, we've thought at the moment that the lining swells up because of the inflammation and edema or fluid going in. These cells are actually destroyed. So they're saying if we had something which would prevent this destruction, we'd have another treatment for asthma. So it's really a hope of another, but not in, instead of it, it'd be as well as.
It's not going to replace what we're currently taking. The reality, though, Luke, is we have more asthma in the community than we've ever had before. Now, I've had it since I was a child, but there are so many other new diagnoses amongst children, even amongst adults. Does anyone know why this is happening?
Well, what they know is, I think, that it's not a single thing. You know, life has changed. There are all the new chemicals that we're eating. There's the fact that we're not eating straight food. There's the allergies that we're exposed to. Bizarrely, you know, when in Dublin, for instance, and we take it in general, when air was bad, there was a lot less allergens. We found that when we cleaned the air with the smog, that the next thing that happened was that there was natural growth of allergens that we weren't used to, the lichen, you know, the things we welcome, and that we're more exposed to those. Also, there's a kind of a theory that we're very protective of our children and that they're not exposed to anything when they're young. So everything is new and reacting to those. So I would say there isn't a single cause. Lifestyle is a big bit of it, but lifestyle is complex. You know, it's not just, it's what we eat, it's what we breathe, it's the substances we use, it's the additives in food, it's the change in food variety that we have. So there's all of these things. The solution was interesting because they found that East and West Germany, for instance, when you clean the air in West Germany, you had more asthma than in the East Germans at the time, this was before the wall, who were more exposed. So the unintended consequences of doing something good. So there's a lot of exposure.
Yeah, there's a lot of exposure and a lot of impact by the sounds of it. Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Professor Luke Clancy, pleasure as always. Thank you very much for joining us. Both of us take asthma medication, Ciara, but it'll be a while before we'll be getting a new one. So we'll keep going what we have for the minute.
Certainly, if we're only at the stage of the mice, you're looking at 10 or more years for this. But it is an interesting mechanism because we work on certain pathways to treat asthma. And this is clearly a new pathway. So it offers, I suppose, additional benefits to maybe patients, because you're quite right, we have one of the highest rates in the world here. Currently about 1 in 6 kids in Ireland have asthma.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.